Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you decided to hit that play button. I am so glad that you did. This is Stephen J. Kuzmina with another entry in my prosperity series. I hope you're enjoying them. I hope you're participating. I hope you're all in, grabbing your notebook, your pad, your pen, your paper, and have begun to write out your dream, to craft it and frame it in the way that we've been talking about, affirmatively and with thanksgiving in the present tense. I am filled with thanksgiving. I am filled with joy and gladness that now I am. And just start filling in the blanks. Have fun with this. Include all your desires, your hopes, your dreams, your wishes, and your intentions. Pay attention to the feeling tones that you have as you go through this process. And pay attention to that which is really the burning desires that you want in your life to satisfy that longing and discontent, perhaps, that you have felt for a long time. You can be, do, and have it all. Today we're going to keep it on the lighter side. Well, I know what direction I'm going to go in, but I don't know exactly what I'm going to say. But I want to give you time, for those of you that are following along and doing the work in the workbook, or your notebook, I should say, and crafting your dream and crafting your attention, because it's not something that you have to rush through. And it's something that's going to evolve over time anyway. But I want this to be easy. I want you to have fun with this. I want you to feel good about this visit that we have every day. Hopefully moving you to that place that you play these several times during the day, perhaps share them with somebody else. This is about overcoming. This is about transformation. And this is about your resurrection day, stepping into a new life, the life of your dreams, moving yourself to your own spot somewhere over the rainbow. That's what we're doing here. This is whole life prosperity. This is dream building at its finest. So in slowing down the pace a little bit, I want to just remind you that one of the things that I always like to talk about when I do live workshops is to just remind everyone to stay the course, whatever pace that you are on, stay the course. You are participating in this for a reason. Remember always what that reason is. You want more of something, more of life, more abundance and prosperity in every area of your life, perhaps. Maybe it's one area that you really want to focus on. But stay with it. Stay on track. It's time to tune out the herd, what everybody else is doing, and listen to your heart, and listen to that inner counselor, the divine wisdom that is within you, that will always guide you. So that's a little bit about what this is about today, is to remind you to always begin your day, begin this work and any work you do for that matter, with just a settling within yourself, and begin it with prayer and meditation. Go within in the quietness of your mind and soul, that place where you are just spirit, to your very essence, that purity, that place, and begin everything with prayer. This isn't about religion and religiosity. This is about I surrender to the divine way, the spiritual way. Because remember, that's the beautiful part about all this. We don't have to know the how. But we call in the divine as a partner. Even though a partner implies separation and we talk about oneness here and being one with no separation with the divine, what we're doing is we're moving to the side the ego that has to have it its way all the time, that maybe only looks to sense consciousness. And we're saying, I'm going the divine way. I am partnering with the inner spirit, the inner I am that knows, the inner I am that is one with wisdom, inspiration, and guidance and love. We're always one with that place and space, that all that is, that living power and presence that God is in us. We just have to move the clutter out of the way. I have a couple, what I call North Stars, guiding lights, word tracks, that are words to live by for me, that keep me on track when I tend to veer off the path a little bit. And I suggest that perhaps you find some of your own, and they can come from anywhere. They can come from an affirmation perhaps you've heard. Perhaps you can write something on your own as a reminder to stay the course. I like the word North Stars. It came from another program that I'm involved with, and it was suggested that we replace old, worn-out word tracks that we have in our lives. I think we all have them. Hopefully, you're one of those that have successfully gotten rid of them. But, you know, they play over and over again in our minds sometimes like a broken record that you're not good enough. Money doesn't grow on trees. You know what I'm talking about. Those things that play over and over and over again that tend to pull us backwards. Because we, you know what we really do? We do, we gravitate to that negativity, that herd mentality gravitates to negativity, that CNN, that constantly negative news network. I go back to Pam Grout's book, E Squared, and she says we stalk negativity. What do we study? Disease, problems, disasters of the past. What do we prepare for? Emergencies. We love to sink our teeth into problems and ask, what's wrong? It's an old school model that sorely needs transformation, she says. Once we begin to look for what's right, our lives begin spinning in unimaginably exciting new directions. And here's the truth. Every wrong thing, she says, which in reality is nothing but a foolhardy judgment, has a flip side. Lack is the flip side of abundance. Sickness is the flip side of health. Both ideas exist at the same time. Both are true. But by choosing to see one aspect, the other equally likely aspect is hidden. Unfortunately, while living in the consciousness of space and time, you can only observe one side of the coin. But it's important to realize that the other side is just as real, and that at any time you can simply flip it over. Opposites may both be true. It's a question of which reality you'd rather live from. So I like to use in my life word tracks that keep me on course, keep me on my path. And I have three of them. I don't know if I'll get to them all today, but the main one, and it keeps coming up for me over and over and over again. And this came front and center to me at a time in my life where I had tried a lot of different things, and for one reason or another, they didn't either resonate with me, they didn't feel good once I got them going. I'm talking different business opportunities. And one day, one was just seeming to fall apart, and this was, I was a commercial loan broker for individuals looking for alternative business loans, and I really didn't know anything about it when I got into it. And I was doing well. I mean, I could make the phone ring, being a marketing guy, but I soon noticed that the people that I was involved with or gotten involved with were less than above board. And everything I do has to be aligned with that I am center, spiritually, morally, ethically, honestly on track. And it wasn't. I walked away from that. And I had high hopes from that. I started to do very well, but I wasn't going to expose anyone to any kind of financial harm or anything that was not feeling really good to me to participate in. So I got up and I walked around my desk and I read some inspiration that was written, or published, I should say, on the day of my birth way back when. And I won't go through that whole thing today, perhaps in another entry, but within that inspirational piece was some scripture from Matthew 6, verse 22 to be exact, that said, "Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." You see, I had always been looking for that way out of the herd, that way out of the corporation, that way out of the job, J-O-B, one thing after another. But I guess I did kind of gravitate to what appeared to be the easier way. And that day, when I walked around my desk, I read those words, and it's like the light bulb went off. It was like complete surrender, I should say. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And metaphysically, we look to righteousness as right use of our talents and treasures, right use of all the divine capacities that we're endowed with. And I said, yes, I surrender. Okay, I will prove this. I will prove this piece of scripture. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What things? It says all these things. So that meant all my hopes, wishes, dreams, and desires, right? And I did that. It was shortly after that I enrolled in ministerial school and kept going. Wanted to quit because it sure wasn't the easy button I had always looked for. But I kept going. My point here is I always look to that. I always look to that and still hold on to that to this day. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. What is that kingdom? Well, that kingdom can be defined by you. I look at it as the kingdom of good, the kingdom of goodness, the kingdom of spiritual capacity. The kingdom of love, the kingdom of wisdom. When I go inside and seek not ego's way, but I seek love's way, and I seek wisdom's way, divine wisdom, divine love's way, I find the answer, so I seek there first. I go within and I seek the kingdom. And then everything else is easy. So I encourage you to find some of your own North Stars or word tracks. I like North Stars. It just keeps resonating with me. That was in the Beyond Freedom Evolution program that I participate in. And wow, that just means so much. North Star, followed by the wise men, a bright light, always there, always on. And for mine, it's seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. Another one for me is, for nothing is impossible with God. That's from Luke 1:37. The other one's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And that Christ is that inner I am presence. That's my definition for that place in me that knows, that is the light and the goodness of God pressing out into visibility. So find your word tracks that will keep you on the path. Repeat them over and over again to yourself. Put them at the end of your dream that you're building, that you're going to read every day. And know that you can do this thing. You can do this. Look in the mirror today and say, yes, you can. I am worth it. I am now vibrantly alive. Let's just focus on that. I have so much more I want to share. We'll do that in the next entry. But right now, I want to leave you feeling really good about you. I want you to start feeling really excited. I want you to feel that enthusiasm building, because you are knocking at the door of your dream right here and now. All things are possible. You have to move to that place of believing, of knowing that you can do this thing. Because you have to discover the power within you. You have to know that all things are possible for you, that nothing is impossible. So can you do that with me? Can you begin to move yourself to that place of passion, zeal, enthusiasm, and excitement? Becoming that charismatic person in your own life that starts to say, yes, I can. Yes, I can and I will. Today, right now, in this moment, take a deep breath with me. Inhale that success. Inhale your dream and say, yes. Yes, I'm feeling good about this. I can do this. I will stay the course. I am powerful. I am one with a presence of life, love, and wisdom. And I rise, and I rise, and I rise. And I'm about to rock my own world. I walk in joy and I feel good. My life is unfolding. My life is expanding and I am going with it. By conscious design, my choice, my decisions, my life, my dream, my hopes, my wishes, my desires, I say yes. Yes, 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 I can do this thing. I look in the mirror and I say yes, and I pump myself up and I say, I'm going for it. I got this, baby. I got this. You can do this. You can do this. Move into your day saying yes, saying yes, 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 yes. I am good enough. I am living my life out loud. I am not waiting any longer. I am living my dream. I am moving into everything that I want to feel and experience, and it is good. I walk every day in thanksgiving, with gratitude and appreciation for the flow that is always on, the divine grace that showers me and washes over me in every moment and supports my decisions and my choices that support my dreams. Yes, yes, yes. I am alive with passion and excitement, and I move every day. Every day I move in the direction of my dream, in the direction of what I want to move into my field of experience, and it moves towards me faster than I can move towards it. But I stay the course. I hold the vision. I hold the dream every morning and every night and every moment in between. I stay in the energy of my dream. And in every moment, it becomes more alive. More alive, more alive, and more alive. And every cell and fiber of my being is alive with excitement, and I rise and I say yes, 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 yes. Yes to life. yes to joy, yes to love, yes to this wisdom that guides me every step of the way. I can be, do, and have it all. Yes. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. This is Stephen J. Kusmina. I love you.